We're now joined on the call by the interim head coach at the University of Delaware, Dennis Dodden-Carter. Good morning, Coach Dodden-Carter.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Obviously, a tough last 24 hours at Delaware as you take over. Kind of talk about some of your goals and where you feel like you go from here.
Well, the number one goal is to take care of the players. You know, Coach Brock, you know, I am indebted to him. We are all here indebted to him. I think he did a tremendous job. You know, and everything, obviously the results on the field weren't what we wanted them to be. We all feel great about him and we love him. We're going to try to do everything we can to get the ship right. The first order of business is to make sure the players are taken care of in every single way. Like I said, he did a great job with that, so we want to continue to do that and improve on anything that we may find can use any kind of improvement. Their well-being is first in hand. And then, you know, number two, we want to win some games. You know, we still have an outside chance at making the playoffs. You know, as everyone knows at this level, you know, you're always judged, number one, by your record, number two, by how you're doing at the end of the year. You know, if we feel like we can just, you know, win one game a week, you know, obviously the next game up is Stony Brook for us. We're going to focus on one game at a time. And if when we pick our heads up, you know, we are in a position to have people make a decision about us, you know, then we'll feel good. But right now, the goal, like I said, is to get the players, take care of the players as best we can, and to win one football game, and that's this weekend with Stony Brook.
What was your message to the team if you've had a chance to address them since the news came down?
You know, I had a chance to address them. My message was very succinct, that you know, we need to be together. Our leader is now not with us, so now we need more people to step up and be leaders. The administration made a very, very tough decision. I think they know that. I don't think there was any indication that there was any maliciousness at all. But the players are hurt, without a doubt. So my message to them was, we need to be together. We need to, as Chrissy put it, we got to pivot and move forward. And Stony Brook is the next opponent.
We're here with Delaware interim head coach Dennis Dodden-Carter. If you have a question for him, just star one on your keypad, and we've got a few in queue if you'll get those for us, Basha.
Your first question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Daily News.
Hey, Dennis, how you doing? Sorry about the circumstances around this, but you spent a lot of time at Maine, played at Maine, coached at Maine. What will you take from your time at Maine and apply to your new situation?
Well, you know, without getting too specific, you know, working for Coach Kaz was absolutely an honor. He provided me with an opportunity as a player and student in high school to further educate myself and to put myself in a position to do what I wanted to do, which is playing the NFL at the time. You know, so I'm surely indebted to him from that regard. And then he hired me for my first job at the collegiate level. He had the faith in me and trusted me enough to do that. And I certainly am even more indebted to him for that. But, you know, just specifically from being at Maine, you know, I thought he did a lot of things the right way. He taught me that, you know, presentation is key, being prepared is key. He taught me about being organized. He taught me all those things. You know, he tried to teach me as a player. I wasn't always as receptive. And as a coach, I certainly looked a lot at what he did, because this is the position I've aspired to be in. So I always wanted to make sure I tried to emulate all the right things that he did.
Thanks. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Your next question is from the line of Kevin Trisoloni with the Delaware Online.
Hey, Dot, who will be your quarterback's coach, and how will you juggle your defensive line coaching responsibilities with head coaching responsibilities?
Well, as of right now, we brought in Mike Bamonte before the season to help out with Coach Brock and help out with the quarterbacks. So what we're going to do is we're going to put the cues in his hands. He's had his thumb on those guys. He knows those guys. He feels comfortable with them. They feel comfortable with him. He knows the scheme. He knows what we need. Coach Devine will oversee him, but as of right now, he is going to he will coach the quarterbacks, and we'll move forward that way. As far as defensive line, you know, I've talked to Coach Weaver. We will split up my responsibilities from a game planning and scouting standpoint. But on Saturday, as of right now, I intend to coach the defensive line. You know, as far as getting them ready, getting them prepared. You know, I will add a little bit more to Coach Josh Lott's responsibilities. from a preparation standpoint. You know, he'll meet with those guys. He's met with them before. He's had meetings with them before, so that won't be new to him. You know, that will increase for him a little bit. His role will increase with the defensive line. But I still fully intend to be part of the defensive game planning and be part of our strategy going forward on the field.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Your next question is from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Radio.
Hey, Coach Carter.
Hey.
Hey, congratulations on getting the interim job. That was a tough thing to do in the middle of the season. Talk about last week's game against William & Mary. You guys lost by, you know, another close game. What do you guys have to work on this week to finish those close games and put end this losing streak?
Well, I mean, tough game. Second week in a row where, you know, we feel like we absolutely have a chance to win the game at the end of the game in the fourth quarter. You know, that's what this conference is about, winning games in the fourth quarter. You know, almost nothing matters until you get there. It's almost always going to be a close game. So, you know, we had put ourselves in the position that we absolutely want to be in, you know, having an opportunity to win in the fourth quarter, but obviously we've got to finish. You know, just some of the things that we've taken away from that game as well as the other games is, you know, we've got to continue to work on fundamentals, and I think we've got to, you know, continue to work on fundamentals when it comes to, you know, stressful situations, you know, like the end of the game. You know, obviously the main game, you know, we had a fluke fumble, you know, from Kato, who really, I mean, was one of the best players in the country that game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this last game, they got an onside kick. You know, great job to them. You know, and again, you know, great job to Maine too for returning the fumble for a touchdown. But you know, great job by the special teams coordinator and Coach Laycock calling it and then executing it. You know, those guys did a great job taking advantage of the situation. You know, and then obviously on defense, we got to get a stop. You know, I feel like we've just got to, you know, when it comes down to those situations, we've got to work on getting back to our fundamentals, continuing to coach the kids up, and telling them that no matter what the situation, you know, we've got to just play each down in and of itself. You know, each down is like a small game, you know, from the snap to the whistle. You've got to give everything you got in being fundamentally sound and doing exactly what we need to do for that play. And then once that play is over, moving on to the next play and treating it the same. But I think if we do that from an individual, you know, on an individual basis and do it with the team and this family in mind, you know, I think we can turn some things around.
Walk us through us. When did you find out that you were going to take over the job as coach for football for Coach Brock? When did you find out yesterday afternoon? Was it early in the morning? Was it like after dinner? When? When did you find out?
I found out not long before the press release went out.
Okay, so you were all set and ready to go. Stony Brook coming up this week. What do you see on film getting ready for them?
For them, you know, their offense, which is what I've looked at first and the most, you know, they've got some talented football players. You know, when you look at the skill positions, the running backs, the wide receivers, they're all very, very talented football players. Their offensive line, I think, is a talented offensive line. I even remember recruiting some of those guys when I recruited Long Island for the University of Maine, so some of those names are familiar to me. But they're going to be tough on offense, absolutely, just because they have a lot of options to go to. They're going to make you defend the field. You know, they're going to run the football, you know, but they're going to make you defend it. They're going to try to at least spread you out at some point and take advantage of some one-on-one opportunities, some matchup opportunities if they can get those opportunities. You know, but they're certainly going to try to hand the ball off to their talented running backs and you know, let that offensive line do what they do, which is block for those guys. And I think those guys, you can tell the offensive line has a lot of pride in blocking for the guys that they block for. And I think they'll get the ball in the perimeter to Sherm Alston and those guys. So they're going to make us defend a lot and make us think about a lot and ultimately try to ram it down our throats, which has worked for them. And then, their defense, you know, they've without a doubt been one of, if not the best defense in this conference over this past year, the last few years. They've set the standards, not only statistically, you know, but on film. They run to the football. You know, they look like you want your defense to look. They have really, really good football players on all three levels. In the secondary, you know, number 8, Shaheem. Tyrese Beverett is a phenomenal football player. You know, we recruited him here at the University of Delaware. They did before we got here with Coach Brock as a staff, and he is certainly a player we'd love to have. You know, he's a tremendous football player. And then, the defensive end, number 37, his name's Lumi right now, but he's a high motor guy. You know, they've got talented, you know, all conference level, potentially even all American level football players on each level of their defense. And their defense plays really, really well as a whole. They're going to make us execute really well on offense. And like their offense, they're going to give us a bunch of different looks and, make us block them. They're going to come after us.
Well, I hope you have a good first week.
Thank you very much.
Guys, before I let you go, you touched on the fact that you guys were without Wes Hills Saturday at William & Mary. What's his injury, and do you feel like you have a chance to get him back this weekend?
Well, I won't comment on the injury right now, but he is day-to-day.
All right. Thanks, as always, for your time here this morning, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you very much.